WXCO.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
On Thursday night, the Wausau East High School football team travels to Mosinee for a Great Northern Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau East High School football on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Compass Properties, Grand Avenue Art Factory, Sun Printing, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, Lop Notes, The Mill Yard, Northland Painting, Mua's Callan Street Pub. It's Wausau East at Mosinee and High School Football, Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 on your home for high school sports. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools. From 6 weeks old through 12th grade, students are led to build a strong foundation for life. Catholic faith and learning come together in a welcoming community that encourages growth at every stage through a well-rounded curriculum, service opportunities, and a wide range of extracurricular activities. Students are inspired to discover their gifts, strengthen their character, and reach their full potential, with growth happening both within and beyond the classroom. Newman Catholic Schools creates an environment where students can flourish. Choose a school that invests in your child's future. Learn more at newmancatholicschools.com.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm, also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here at Newman High School, Elliott Field. The Cardinals are winners here tonight as they defeat Niagara here 22-14. I tell you what, Niagara turned things around in the second half. But, boy, big night for the Cardinals here. Quincy Fender leading the way. Cooper Gould caught a touchdown pass, interception, and a fumble recovery. And it is the Cardinals here getting the 22-14 victory over the Badgers of Niagara. And they improve to, let's see, 3-1 overall are the Cardinals. Big week next week as the Cardinals will be at Marion Tigerton. We'll have that broadcast for you coming up. As the Cardinals get the win here tonight, Paul Micklick making his way up here. We'll talk to him, and then we'll get you a recap and some statistics here. And as the Cardinals get the win here tonight, it is the head coach of the Newman Catholic Cardinals, Paul Micklick. And it's a heck of an effort by your fellas here tonight, Coach.
I mean, that was a good team. Yeah. 2-1. Yeah. 2-1. And you know, we're all fighting to get to about 5 to get in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And you can't get to 5 if you don't get to 3.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we lost our middle linebacker and center last week.
Yeah.
And Cooper had to come out there and play. On a bum leg, he didn't really practice this week. Michael Fox didn't. There's only so many guys we have.
Exactly.
And when they're hurt and they came out and made the play, and it's just fitting that Cooper came out there and he took the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
We always talk about taking a moment. He took the moment today.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought your defense in the first half was spectacular. I mean, you know, really coming out and kind of set the tone. You know, when you look at that and what you did in the first half, that puts you in a big position to get what you did here tonight.
Yeah, I thought they. I was asked down there, well, your defense didn't look as good in the second half. I don't know. Yeah. We gave them, we had a pick. We had a pick, you know, and that hurt. And then they had a short field, and then they got another short field. Their two touchdowns were short field. I thought they did a great job all day. I agree with you, Tom. They had a great first half. And I brought a couple guys up to you because I'm happy that you got to be here and win.
Thanks for hosting.
And I told Chad that, he's never coming back.
All right, perfect.
On there. We love how you do and how you do a call
it's
a game.
A lot
so,
of fun, so
this is hopefully had a it's a little too close for our comfort.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you this right now, a win's a win.
That's right.
And it's nothing better looking for a win on Friday night and then Saturday morning when you found one. And these two guys right here, number 8, offensively in the line and defensively, the kid lights out. This guy, Quincy, taking the hits all game long.
Yeah.
And still, I don't know what he ended up with yards. Do you have over
154?
154.
Yeah.
You know, he had 148 coming in three games.
You're a track guy. You're going to turn that 65-yard run in 1 second, technically, at the end of the half there? It was 1 second left.
No, he's got to get faster than that. He's got to get faster than that. He looked like he was jogging. I thought he was out there. Yeah. I'm going to give him a hard time. But I tell you this right now, I love these guys. I love these kids.
Yeah.
And these two guys are the what shows of what kind of team we are. So thanks, Tom.
Big week next week as well.
Big week, I mean, obviously, Marion Tigerton is a team that's probably going to look to try to win the conference title. And, we got to take care of business. But you know what? I'm not really worried about next week. I'm just worried about we got to get to 3. And for the most part, I think we kind of got out of it healthy.
I'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right. Newman head coach Paul Micklick joining us here. Quincy Fender.
How you doing?
How are you?
Good.
How fun was that?
That was fun.
That's a battle.
That was fun.
Wasn't
it was a battle.
You know, really? Talk about what you did in the first half to get, you know, seemed like your offense really in the groove doing what you like to do.
Yeah, so Coach had a lot of plays set up where we could run the ball. We obviously, our formation was literally called this guy right here, Everett. We had EG right.
Yeah.
So our goal was just run by him. He did a phenomenal job the whole line. Credit to them. Credit to my running back, Tristan. They opened up the holes for me, so that's what made me able to get those yards.
What does Coach tell you? Is it, you know, you have a lot of decisions when you have. When you cut outside, you can go one way, you can pitch, you can do. You have a lot of flexibility in the offense that you run.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants me to go straight through the hole every time play he designs, but he gives me a lot of flexibility. I mean, we've grown the relationship over the years to the point where he can trust the decision making.
Yep.
And I mean, I trust him with everything out there. So whatever he says, I go with.
There you go. Is that offense or defense better?
Offense, of course.
Of course. Got to be, right?
Yep,
absolutely.
Yep.
So, all right. Hand the mic to your partner over
Thank
here.
Thank you.
EG?
Yeah.
How we doing?
Good.
All right. What was it like out there coming down the stretch here? You know, kind of. You guys kind of talking to each other. You really had to kind of get everybody to band together here to come away with a win here tonight.
Yeah, for sure. We had to use a lot of communication. It's a battle. We came out on top.
How physical was that game out there?
Pretty physical.
Super physical. You know, I think things, you know, people think 8-man football is not so physical. Everybody runs around crazy. There's some big hits out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk about, you know, 2-point conversion, stopping that toward the end. That was a huge play as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You get ready for next week. What do you do between now and then to get ready for another big conference game?
We work as hard as we can. We watch film. And coaches are really good at scouting reports, so we know everything.
They'll have you ready. So, all right. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Congratulations on the win here tonight. All right, it is. The Newman Catholic Cardinals, they get the win here tonight. Everett Pent and Quincy Fender, thanks for them for joining us here. As the Cardinals get the win here, 22-14. Cardinals on the opening drive, Quincy Fender, a 5-yard run, capped off a 9-play, 65-yard drive. 4:05 off the clock, led it 6-0. And on the final play after a turnover, final play of the first quarter, Fender went 65 yards to the house. It was Cooper Gould, the 2-point conversion run made it 14-0. And then Fender, a 6-yard touchdown pass to Cooper Gould with 8:50 to go in the second quarter. That capped off a 3-play, 12-yard drive after the Cardinals turned it over on downs on a punt that never got off, 2:32 on the drive. It was Tristan Fisher adding the 2-point conversion, 22-0 there. It was 22-0 Newman at the half. In a couple of touchdowns for Niagara in the second half, I should say. 3:09 in the third, Owen Dunkus, a 43-yard touchdown pass from Braden Bartles. That capped off a 3-play, 42-yard drive, took a minute and a half. Bartles adding the 2-point conversion run, 22-8. And then on a short field, Aben Patterson, a 13-yard touchdown run with 3 minutes 33 seconds left in the fourth. 2-point conversion was no good. 2-play, 12-yard drive took just 33 seconds. So it was 22-14. At that time, Newman got the football and basically executed a 3-and-out, a weird chop block penalty that backed him up and ended up punting the ball. Michael Fox got a great punt off that bounded away from Bartles. He fumbled around with it, managed to cover it back at the 18-yard line. Scrambling for his life, Bartles uncorks it, intercepted by Cooper Gould. That ended the game. A victory formation, a couple kneel downs for Quincy Fender, and the Cardinals get it. I have the Cardinals forcing 6 turnovers tonight on the Badgers of Niagara with a fumble, 3 interceptions, and 2 on down. So that was big as well. For the Niagara Badgers here tonight, their quarterback, let's see, Braden Bartles goes 7 of 13, 91 yards for 3 interceptions as well, and a touchdown pass as well. Rushing-wise, 113 total yards rushing, 26 carries, 57 yards for Bartles, 4 carries for 11 yards for Wyatt Dunkus, and actually three carries for 19 yards for Abane Patterson and a touchdown here tonight for Niagara. Receiving-wise, 2 catches, 48 yards for Owen Dunkus, 2 catches for 32 yards for Abane Patterson, as Niagara falls to 2-2 overall, and they'll be back in conference action next week. For the Newman Catholic Cardinals, Quincy Fender, 3 of 3 passing for 15 yards and a touchdown. Cardinals grind out 190 yards on the ground. 19 carries, 154 yards for Quincy Fender, 7 carries, 38 yards for Tristan Fisher. Reception each here tonight for Tristan Fisher for 9 yards and for Cooper Gould for 6 yards. So 15 passing, 190 on the ground, 205 total yards of offense. Actually, Niagara ends up outgaining the Cardinals 206-205, but the 6 turnovers, the difference here. The Cardinals make them pay, and Newman gets the win here tonight, 22-14. Newman now 3-1 overall, 2-1 in the Central Wisconsin 8 Conference. We'll be at Marion Tigerton next weekend, next Friday night. We'll be with you with that one, 6:40, our pregame coverage here on 98.9 WXCO. That's going to do it. Great one here. Congratulations to the Cardinals. Big win here. After a loss at Allman Bancroft last week, came back, gutted this one out, got the win, 22-14 over Niagara. I'm Tom Weaver. Thanks for listening to Newman Catholic Cardinal Football on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been Newman Catholic High School Football on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Fighting Cardinal Football has been brought to you by Sun Printing, the Newman Catholic Athletic Booster Club, Wisconsin Valley Flag Football. Thanks for joining us for Newman Catholic High School Football on your home for the Cardinals, 98.9 WXCO.
the incident itself, the larger political culture that has, you know, ramped up, led to an escalation of political violence that we've seen in this country in the past few years. And I think, you know, there we could get on here and talk about, you know, oh, he said that and she said this and all of these different things that people have said that are causing, you know, greater strife in this moment of crisis here. But I think we should lift up some of those who have been doing the right thing and saying that we need to come together. We need to take down the temperature. We need to have, you know, human conversations about this. And we published a piece at the Recombobulation Area today from Emily Cephos, one of our contributors. She's also the chair of the Outagamie County Democrats. The headline on that piece is, "We have to say enough and have the courage to mean it." And I would encourage people to check out that piece. It's a it's an important reflection, I think, on what we've been seeing the past few days here.
You can find that work and all the other work at therecombobulationarea.news. Therecombobulationarea.news. Let's tell you the facts as we have them at this hour, according to CNN and other news sources as well. A shooting suspect is in custody. The suspect in the killing of Charlie Kirk has been identified as Tyler Robinson and is being held without bail in a Utah jail on several charges, including aggravated murder, according to officials. He is not talking to investigators, according to sources. Last night, one of Robinson's family members reached out to a family friend who then contacted authorities, according to Utah Governor Spencer Cox. A family member told investigators Robinson spoke negatively about Kirk before the shooting. The governor said the investigators discovered a bolt-action rifle wrapped in a towel and had inscriptions, including ones that read, quote, "Hey, fascist, catch," unquote, were engraved on casings found on that rifle, according to officials. I'm going to step away now from the actual CNN. That's just the quick overview and give you and I've spent all morning, Dan, I'm sure you've done this, things as well. I mean, I've spent all morning after the press conference listening to multiple news sources, doing research online. And what a couple of things that strike me. Number one, what I follow things like Mediaite and other news sources that aren't, they're not CNN, they're not MSNBC, they're not broadcast news sources. They're more online.
Not the traditional
but neither are they, they're not rumor mills. They are run by actual journalists. And what we're seeing on there that slowly, I'm just struck by how slowly what would be considered mainstream broadcast media is talking about this, but slowly we're finding out a few things. One, the person who allegedly turned in this guy was his dad.
Yeah.
Number two, the dad reached out to their youth minister at their church, who then helped contact authorities to have them come get this guy. For just to give you the down and dirty, this is a 22-year-old white male, a two-parent mom and dad family. I believe there are two other brothers in this family. By all of their and people who are a lot more talented than me, some of these journalist people I mentioned online, they know how to go and find the social medias and track down people's Facebook pages and Twitter accounts, and they compile all this in online because, you know, so many people, particularly at that age now, live online. And we find out this is a pro-Trump family, a Republican family. This kid was allegedly, I could say 22 kid, but was very bright, got a scholarship to this Utah University where the shooting happened, only spent a year there before dropping out. They're a pro-gun family, several photos of them wearing pro-NRA hats. Dan, in short, they don't fit the narrative that we've heard from MAGA for the last 36 hours that was counter to that.
No, but I also wonder how much that matters right now.
I think
right?
It matters a lot.
I think it, in terms of, I think it matters a whole lot. Into like, all of the details on all of this matter. What I'm wondering about matters, and I think, you know, Emily touched on this in the piece that she wrote at the Recombobulation Area, is people are going online and kind of like tallying points in this online game. And it's just like, oh, it wasn't one of our guys. Now it changes the things. And I think that's a frustrating way to approach it, I think, to a certain extent, too.
A gentleman is dead. His family is grieving. That's first and foremost an atrocity. But I also think there's a political fallout to this that's important. We'll discuss it with Dan Schaefer on the other side and give you a chance to win Brewers tickets. Four of them. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The author of Bowling Alone says, let's foster new forms of electronic entertainment and communication that reinforce community engagement. Well, that's Civic Media. That's Up North News, trying to get more of us off the couch, give you good information while you are listening, but then to step up, get out there into your community and bring a friend to the voting booth.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on a Friday, TGIF, September 12th, 2025. Off the Dan Schaefer Recombobulation Area playlist. Dan, you've been on a little Oasis lately.
I've been on a little Oasis kick this summer with the getting very into the reunion tour and all of that. It's good stuff.
It really is good stuff. Talking about new details coming out after the press conference this morning on the aftermath, the follow-up, the investigation into the assassination of Charlie Kirk. A suspect has now been apprehended, a 22-year-old white, apparently Republican from a gun-loving family, does not fit the narrative that the right was trying to craft over the last 36 hours. Going to pick up more of that discussion with Dan Schaefer, the political editor for Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area. But first, Dan, at 23 past 2 o'clock, it's time for a free Ticket Friday trivia giveaway. Let's go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love.
That's right. Time for a free Ticket Friday giveaway once again for the Milwaukee Brewers. Still, what, 5.5 games, Dan? ahead of the Chicago Cubs,
I believe. Like that.
In the NL Central. They get back underway tonight. You can hear it live on many of our Civic Media radio stations. Pre-game show at 6:35. First pitch from AmFam Field against the St. Louis Cardinals just after 7 o'clock. You can hear it on RCE in Richland Center, ISS in Oshkosh, and now BZH, Buzz of the North, in Hayward. All right, here's how it works. If you don't have the Civic Media app, download it right now via your Apple or Android device. It is free, takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Open it up. We're on the first 10 stations on the Civic Media app. Choose the one closest to you. And then in the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text, a little icon. No, Dan, you cannot play.
I try every time.
I know,
though.
You try.
I go on Matt Naranera, and I try to win these contests. I come on here on a Friday,
you know,
and
what?
I try to
try
win
it.
The contest.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say no. Try it. See what happens. Give it a try. Why not? So you open up in the lower right-hand corner on the Civic Media app. It'll say text, a little icon. Click on that. Now I'm going to give you a word to text in. Here's the caveat. You must be able to go this coming Thursday, September 18th at 6:40 in the evening. For this Thursday, September 18th, 6:40 in the evening against the Los Angeles Angels. You cannot exchange them for a different date. All right. If you're able to go Thursday, September 18th, get your texting fingers ready. The word is game. The word is game. G as in George, A, M as in Mary, E as in Edward. Game, G-A-M-E. The word is game. Text it right now. We are going to the game. Text the word game right now. G-A-M-E on the Civic Media app. At the end of the day, computer will randomly draw somebody from the correct entries, and you and three lucky friends, family, or complete strangers will be on your way to AmFam Field on Thursday, the 18th at 6:40, Brewers against the Angels. All right, text carefully. The word is game, G-A-M-E. All right, Dan, back to, we'll get more into the, Dan's here the whole hour. We really appreciate that. So we'll have a longer discussion here after the farm news at the bottom of the hour. I want to get your take on this before. Here's why I think it matters sussing out the truth on who this suspect is, who may have committed this. Because for the last 36 hours, and I'm only going to play one cut, somebody like Derek Van Orten in Wisconsin has been, I think he had sent almost 190-some tweets in the last 24 hours attacking people on the left.
Yeah.
And now it turns out that if the police evidence that is coming out now is accurate, it is not anybody on the left. It is, in fact, one of the mega subculture people. And I think it matters because here's a great article in Time magazine. Headline, The Killing of Charlie Kirk and the Political Violence Haunting America by Eric Coricella. Here's the last line, Dan. Quote, Kirk's sudden public death risks joining that chain. His killing could become not just a tragedy, but a catalyst. An event that radicalizes ever more Americans, less an aberration than the feature of our increasingly perilous national politics, unquote. That from Time. I think it matters because if people lay blame without fact, this is like a tinderbox.
Yeah, I think you're right. That is a real problem when people are jumping to those kinds of conclusions and blaming certain, you know, groups or whatever. And I think, you know, President Trump's statement the other night where he was calling out the left, I thought that was irresponsible. And I think there have been some irresponsible comments coming from people on the left over the course of the week, too. Do I think there are more, you know, generally in our political environment coming from the right? I do. But I don't think we can pretend that it's only coming from the right as
correct.
Well. So I think that is something to consider. But I also think this, you know, this example, and there are so many others that we've seen lately about people getting radicalized online by certain subcultures, whether they are, you know, spreading from the MAGA universe or whatever it might be. You know, there was also the also this week, there was the school shooting that happened in Colorado.
Right.
There was news today that the 16-year-old who was accused of shooting two of his classmates embraced conspiratorial, anti-Semitic, and white white supremacist social media content. And so this is just such a widespread problem in our country, in our political culture, and in our online spaces that so many of us reside in for probably too much of our days.
And we're going to come back on the other side as well, because there's a great quote. I don't agree with every single thing that he said, but Governor Spencer Cox of Utah had a great quote, a great moment, I thought, where he warned people, take a breath and realize where some of this information is coming from and take care of each other. We'll hear that. And you're going to find out what groiper means. You're going to hear about this all weekend. Dan and I will tell you what it means. Don't go anywhere. You will not want to miss it. Farm News is next. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. The widow of slain political activist Charlie Kirk has spoken out via Turning Point USA, relating what she told their three-year-old daughter.
I said, baby, daddy loves you so much. Don't you worry. He's on a work trip with Jesus.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox explained how the 22-year-old suspect came to the attention of law enforcement.
A family member of Tyler Robinson reached out to a family friend who contacted the Washington County Sheriff's Office with information that Robinson had confessed to them or implied that he had committed the incident.
Robinson is being held without bail on suspicion of aggravated murder and other charges. President Trump is sending the National Guard into Memphis to fight crime. Local pastor Earl Fisher disagrees with that.
I don't think that National Guardsmen are equipped to engage in the type of policing practices that need to honor people's civil and human rights here in Memphis.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cardinals in Game 2 of their weekend series tonight. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Cards right-hander Sonny Gray. The Brewers with an 8-2 win last night over St. Louis. Quinn Priester was asked, since the Brewers have now won 18 games when he's pitched, has he earned a spot as a starter for the crew in the postseason?
I mean, I guess. I think I've done my job this year, and I'm going to continue to do my job. And, you know, I think a big reason we're as great of a team as we are is because of the leadership we have in our coaching staff and our front office and the guys who make those decisions. And so, you know, whether I'm starting a game or being open for or coming in whatever role that, you know, they think I can help us win a playoff game, that's what I'm ready for and that's what I'm prepared to do. And, you know, those decisions get made by the people who also helped us get here.
College football, Wisconsin against the Crimson Tide in Alabama with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. When not trying to push her bathwater soap on lonely men or selling her good jeans, Sid Sweeney does a little acting. The Sidster will play a boxer in the upcoming film Christy, based on the real life of boxer Christy Martin. Born in small town West Virginia, Christy Martin realized at a young age she was a good puncher and capitalized on that skill to become the best female boxer of the 90s. Despite not being released yet, the film has had a few eyes on it and is currently pulling a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. Actor Joel Kinnaman is not a household name, but he has a solid fan base, and he seems perfect for a good crime story. So it's no surprise he is the choice to play the lead role in a new crime drama called Bishop. According to Deadline, Kinnaman plays Bishop Graves, a weathered, experienced detective who chases a killer preying on San Francisco's elite, only to find out that the crimes have a connection to his own father. The series is currently in development at Amazon MGM. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a mostly cloudy sky with a few showers and thunderstorms around. Low temperatures into the low 60s. For tomorrow, maybe a lingering early shower and some areas of fog, then turning partly sunny for the afternoon. A high right around 80. Currently at 64 degrees.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Mr. Pat Kreitlow joins us from Lake Wissota.
Everything that I know about high culture, everything I know about opera, for example, comes from Bugs Bunny cartoon. The kids are missing out these days. They got Bluey and all of that.
Well, now it's all like real.
We had coyotes falling off of cliffs. Come on.
Exactly. And now it's all this educational crap.
We really have just become the two old men rocking on the porch talking about days gone by.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show.
I'm back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jane is back. And we catch up on all the news she missed while she was away. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Friday, TGIF, the 12th of September. I know how it's going to be. Every time Dan Schaefer is here, it's going to be great. That's how it's going to be. The founder of the Recombobulation Area, our political editor. Glad to have him in studio here at the World Headquarters in Madison today. Lots to get to, Dan. Quickly though, for those listening. Brewers are look, I know they went through a little three-game losing streak, but they're going to get hot this weekend. Still ahead in the National League Central. Going to be playing tonight against the Cardinals, 6:35 for the pregame show. You can hear it on our Brewer radio affiliate stations. If you want to go, and tickets are hard to come by this weekend, Pertner sold out, as my granddad used to say. We got four of them, four hot tickets for Thursday's game, September 18th. Got to be able to go on September 18th. You cannot exchange them for another date. And you have to be able to go at 6:40 in the evening against the Los Angeles Angels. Here's what you do. Open up your Civic Media app. The first 10 stations are the ones that we're on. Choose one. You'll see a text icon. And text the word game right now, G-A-M-E. The word is game, G-A-M-E. You have until 4 o'clock to text us. If you text it to other shows, you're still eligible for this one, game, G-A-M-E. Text it right now. Four Brewer tickets in those beautiful club-level seats up for grabs, and we'll keep you reminding you of that. Through the game. All right, Dan, lots to get to. Let's try to get through as much as we can here, talking about the aftermath of the Charlie Kirk assassination. You've said it, I've said it, this network has said it. We call out any violence, particularly political violence of any kind, of any sort. It doesn't belong. It's repugnant. Full stop. That's the first thing.
Absolutely. So absolutely.
I just want to make sure we get that on the record.
And we can always have conversations, and we have conversations here on the Civic Media Network, and we can disagree from time to time, and we can disagree without being disagreeable and without it turning to anything violent.
Yeah, absolutely. So the news this morning from Utah, Cash Patel, FBI director, and others were there along with the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, announcing a new person. They believe it is the killer. The alleged killer is in custody, a 22-year-old white male from a Republican family. His dad, 27-year in law enforcement, a former sheriff. What happened apparently is the dad recognized his son in the photos. He called their youth minister. So they are Mormon, Christian, Mormon family. The youth minister said, you have to do the right thing. The family and the youth minister turned this kid in. He was taken into custody and has now been charged with murder. From all sorts of online social media accounts, they are pro-gun, they are pro-Trump, they are pro-NRA. And so a narrative that somehow this was someone that was from the left is apparently, seemingly, from what we know at this hour, simply not true. Dan, I want to get into the weeds just for a couple of minutes here, because I think this is really important to pass on to our listeners, because, again, I'm seeing this on online legit media, but not so much on broadcast, and probably a whole other bottle of wine. My feelings are that today's broadcasters are being suppressed because they're fearful of Trump's FCC and their licenses. Agree or disagree with that?
I mean, it has to be a, I don't know if suppressed, but it's a point of consideration, I think.
That's another discussion. But what I'm seeing on online legitimate media, not it's like Mediaite and other social media, legit journalists, Semaphore, is that, and so people say, well, why did this guy do it? How would a pro-Trump person kill, allegedly, Charlie Kirk? Here is what's being alleged at this hour, that this 22-year-old alleged shooter is something known as a griper. All right? People say, what the heck is a griper? I'm going to read you the definition. A griper, sometimes called the griper army, are a group of alt-right, white nationalists, and Christian nationalist activists led by Nick Fuentes. Members of the groups have attempted to introduce alt-right policies into mainstream conservatism in the United States and participated in the January 6 attacks on the U.S. Capitol and the protests leading up to it. They have targeted other conservative groups and individuals whose agendas they view as too moderate and insufficiently nationalist. The griper movement has been described as a white nationalist, homophobic, nativist, fascist, sexist, anti-Semitic, and an attempt to rebrand the declining alt-right movement. That's an online, that's a dictionary description of this, Dan. What's interesting, I think, for our listeners as well, is people have gone to, if you're not familiar, Twitter, now owned by Elon Musk. It goes by X. There's an AI platform, Grok, where you type in. It's an AI thing like ChatGPT, only for X. And people have gone to this, and they put in the information. Even Elon Musk's X, Grok AI, is confirming, according to its AI brain, that this kid fits a griper, and this is the far, far right extremism of MAGA today.
And it's concerning. Yeah. I think you've seen examples of you know, the fact that, I mean, I think we think of Donald Trump and his movement as, you know, being pretty far to the right. We can't forget that there are those even further, even more dangerous. And I think this is, it just speaks to a culture that exists in online spaces right now is that has kind of gotten out of control. And I do wonder if, you know, if like the new leadership at the FBI and what have you, are they focusing on this, right? Mm-hmm. Are they focusing on online extremism and the dangers that poses? You know, I think we all have to be mindful of, you know, the fact that this stuff is out there, right?
I totally agree. And again, we could do a whole hour on this. And I'm still, folks, I've spent all morning after the press conference this morning going to legitimate sources, diving deep. Here's what I can tell you. Maybe Zomers, if you want to jump in because you're more of this generation. And I think, Dan, this is, you know, I'm a Gen Xer. You're a millennial. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at the baby boomer age. I think, well, you know, I'm not really that old. And I think, well, okay, I'm getting there. And then I look at you, and I think, well, you're pretty hip and into the things.
And I'm feeling pretty old these days, too. So.
And then you got to go to Zomers, a 25-year-old.
I'm 26.
20, I'm sorry. and so here's where I caution people. As you're watching the information, if you're intaking your consuming information this weekend, because people are focusing on what was written allegedly on the bullet casings. And they're saying, well, that means that, you know, it was a transgender and furries, which I don't want to go down the rabbit hole on that, but that's a small sect of people who dress up in costumes basically for cosplay. But if you go to this, apparently what I'm seeing is there's a multiplayer online internet game called Helldivers. And so these things like Bel Cello or Bel, whatever, I don't know Spanish or Italian, Bellicao or
Chow?
Bellicao.
I think.
And allegedly it was part of a World War II anti-fascism Nazi song, but that's been co-opted by these Gen Zers in this online game or whatever you want to call it, Helldivers, to mean something different. So just know, everybody, as you consume your information and people my age, 55, Dan's age, mid-30s, we don't know what we're talking about. You got to go down to the vernacular of kids using this online. Zomers, yes or no?
Yeah, and one of the key things to note about Groypers and similar, like, ultra-alt-right, you know, ideologies, and I will say groups that try to groom young people to commit violent acts, is that one of their specific goals is to confuse and troll people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will use self-contradicting political rhetoric to make it hard to figure out what's going on while they shoot for their quote-unquote high score and try to kill more people.
So, I mean, and I'm not here, Dan, to say, oh, all online gaming is bad or whatever. But I heard someone else, and I give him credit. I just watched someone this morning. Can't remember. One of the pundits this morning on TV said this gets to, and I think they're a mental health person, and we've had Kira Sabin on this program and others. There is an epidemic in this country, Dan, of loneliness, particularly among single males.
Mm-hmm.
And this is driving them to online platforms where people that might be already open to mental health issues, they find a what we would consider a sick kind of community that warps their mind.
Right. And I think it's such a problem, and I don't really know what we do about it, right? And it's just like, you know, you don't want to censor places, but also, like, this is dangerous ideology that people should not have no place with. Like, right. And then there's also, like, kind of the element, and just in the way you're describing this too, it's just like there's these layers of insanity,
right.
And it's just like, how do you even make sense of what actually this is as just like a regular person going about your life? Like, I'm pretty dialed into politics in my day-to-day life. Like, obviously I'm the political editor here at Civic Media. I run my own, you know, opinion column and online publication. I don't understand half of this. And yeah. Like, if, you know, just some regular person who's just working their job and going about their life, and they're going to be introduced to this, and there's just like these five levels of trying to understand what this game is and what it says about that and how it's connected to these extremist spaces online. It's discombobulating. Yes. It's confusing. And I don't know what you do about it either.
But thank you for it, because you just made one of my main points is that these politicians, these leaders, if you want to call them that, the left or right, are using this situation, in my opinion, to score political points when they're not diving down on the nuances and the layers to actually know what this stuff means.
Yeah. Yeah, and the details matter.
The details really do matter.
Yeah, and I had this, you know, I was reporting a story last year during the election, and I had somebody explain this to me. It's just about, you know, an issue that Democrats were trying to fight on. If you're taking three sentences to explain it, you're already lost. And that's part of the problem,
right.
Too.
Zomers, we have time for the Utah governor clip?
Yes.
All right. This is really important, folks. Utah Governor Spencer Cox last night in Utah talking about the information that we consume, and we should have to be careful.
For those people who are spending so much time on social media, I think Charlie said it best, that when things get bad, we should put our phones down and spend a little time with our families. There is a tremendous amount of disinformation. We are tracking our team, the state team, and I'm sure the federal team as well. What we're seeing is our adversaries want violence. China, we have bots from Russia, China, all over the world that are trying to instill disinformation and encourage violence. I would encourage you to ignore those, to turn off those streams, and to spend a little more time with our families. We desperately need some healing. We'll have more to say about that in the days and weeks to come.
That is the Republican governor of Utah, Spencer Cox. Dan, I thought it was just great advice for all of us, including me. Touch grass, as the kids say.
Yeah, get off the phones. I'm so guilty of doom scrolling for way too long. And I think it is, you know, I think Governor Cox, a Republican, has handled this pretty reasonably well, I think, all things considered. And again, those are the types of leaders that we need to hear from, people who are encouraging the opposite of what we hear from maybe the representative from the 3rd Congressional District here in Wisconsin.
Speaking of, we'll hear what Derek Van Orten's saying. And also, Donald Trump kind of seems to be over it. Donald Trump, in his own words, not going to want to miss that. And we'll give you the Brewer ticket magic word to win 4 tickets after this on Civic Media.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger.
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Straight off of the Spotify playlist of Dan Schaefer. This is how he gets recombobulated.
That's
he
right.
Takes a run by Lake Michigan and listens to
What's the Story Morning Glory by Oasis.
There you go. Which turns
30 this year.
Really?
That album.
Really? Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. Time flies. All right, Dan Schaefer, founder of the Recombobulation Area. You can find him at the recombobulationarea.news. Also, the Civic Media political editor is here. Lots to get to, Dan. Short time to get to. Let's get to a couple of these cuts. Third District Republican Congressman from Wisconsin in Washington, D.C. yesterday. This is courtesy of Heartland Signal. This is before we knew who the police law enforcement arrested in connection with the Charlie Kirk killing, which turns out to be apparently a pro-Trump family, a gun-owning family, a white family, a Christian family. But yet here is Derek Van Orten in Washington yesterday talking to the press gaggle.
Every single one of you here, you're at fault. Hey, you know what? Knock it off. Knock it off. You are responsible for that assassination yesterday. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What about the Democratic lawmaker?
Dan Schaefer, I'm at a loss for words.
It's a really problematic statement, as we've seen many problematic statements from Representative Derek Van Orden in his time in public office. You know, he's been on Twitter constantly, basically since the shooting, having a host of things to say. I mean, we could spend the whole day, whole show,
we could,
just reading off of Derek Van Orden's hundreds of tweets about this, mm-hmm. blaming the left, blaming the media. You know, I think it is important to note at this, as we talk, do this, you know, kind of make sense of things here. His has been the exception. I do sincerely believe that there are majority of us out there on the right and the left have responded to this assassination, to this moment, by encouraging calm, by condemning political violence, by doing and saying the right things. I think most of us are out there doing and saying the right things. Derek Van Orden is not.
Right.
And I don't, you know, we can focus on that and highlight what he had to say. But I do think what he has been doing and saying has been the exception. It has not been the norm. I think most people out there, I think, you know, we played the clip from the Utah governor. I think there are more people out there who are sounding and saying things like the Utah governor than there are saying things like Derek Van Orden. It is just extremely unfortunate and frightening, frankly, that he is saying what he is.
And now the last 3 or 4 hours, he has changed his tone on Twitter from going after the left and Democrats to now calling out individuals and universities, other these few exceptions on the left who are, Dan and I think are in agreement, are also despicable of being gleeful about the death of Charlie Kirk. That's repugnant, in my opinion.
I think I absolutely agree. It's awful. It's despicable. But people should not be talking like that.
100% agree with you. But now, Derek, instead of saying, okay, we got the shooter and, you know, it's really unfortunate that it's essentially one of ours, he doesn't want to talk about that. And I think that's also wrong. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, President Donald Trump on the White House lawn this morning was asked in the press gaggle, it's hard to hear, so I'm going to tell you. The question was, sir, how are you holding up after the assassination of your friend, Charlie Kirk?
How are you holding up for the last 3.5 days?
I think very good. And by the way, right there, you see all the trucks. They've just started construction of the new ballroom for the White House, which is something they've been trying to get, as you know, for about 150 years. And it's going to be a beauty. It'll be an absolutely magnificent structure. And I just see all the trucks. We just started. So it'll get done very nicely, and it'll be one of the best anywhere in the world, actually.
So Marine One was getting ready to take off. So it's kind of hard to hear, Dan. But the question asking, how are you holding up after the assassination of your friend Charlie Kirk? Very well, thank you, or pretty well, thank you. And then goes on to talk about the building of a White House ballroom. Again, now doesn't want to talk about it.
If, you know, I hate to do like the what aboutism if you flipped it. But like in this case, if somebody had asked Barack Obama in a press conference what he thought about this, and he turned to the turned to immediately move to the interior decorating at the White House, I think people would have a problem with that, too.
100% and rightly so.
Yeah.
But again, because the narrative now doesn't match what they want it to on the right, because it allegedly looks like this guy, this assassin, is someone from the ultra far right. They call them Groypers within MAGA who are. I want to get this out quickly. Nick Fuentes, who has had dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump, and all kinds of things you look on internet where he was going after Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Recently.
Yeah. Now, well, this one was when Kirk started a 2019 campus tour. Fuentes declared, quote, a Groyper war, unquote, against the, quote, fake conservative, unquote, asking his followers at Kirk events to press him on stances that weren't, quote, conservative enough, expose him, unquote. That's what this guy was being fed.
Yeah.
And later on,
and that has escalated in the 6 years since that.
And right? If you go on, and then in other in comments after that, Fuentes basically says, well, you know, I'm just kind of kidding. I'm just kind of, you know, this is just... But these people don't understand, Dan, that people who are already susceptible to mental health issues, who are alone, they cling to this, and then they act.
And not every one of them is kidding.
No, not at all.
That's what we need to be mindful of and take seriously. It's just like, how much is, like, where's the line here, you know?
touch grass. You watched the Packers last night?
I did. That was a heck of a game.
Wasn't it?
That was fun.
That was fantastic.
Tucker Kraft jumping in the stands. He had a great game.
Yeah.
The Packers defense played great. We got a fun team.
2-0 for the first time. Clemens will keep me honest on this. First time in four or five years, they've started the regular season 2-0.
Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. You can find all of Dan's work at therecombobulationarea.news. If you're kind of uncertain about what's going on, recombobulate yourself. Go to the recombobulation area. Always great to have you here, Dan. We'll talk to you tonight at Idea Fest at 6.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Todd.
Always a pleasure. Dan Schaefer, everybody. Come on back. Hour 2, Brewers tickets, what's worse, and Mike Clemens. Come on back on the All Ball Show on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Erica Kirk, the widow of slain political activist Charlie Kirk, speaks about her husband in a video issued by his organization, Turning Point USA.
He loved his life. He loved America. He loved nature, which helped him always bring him closer to God. Most of all, Charlie loved his children, and he loved me.
22-year-old Utah resident Tyler Robinson is under arrest on suspicion of aggravated murder in Kirk's death. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has been looking into his possible motive.
A police affidavit reviewed by CBS News says the etchings on the casings from the gun included anti-fascist messages like, "Hey, fascist, catch." Robinson was registered to vote, but unaffiliated with any party, and his status was considered inactive, suggesting he might not have voted in the November election.
President Trump is sending National Guard troops to Memphis as CBS.